At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If you had a five-year-old ask you, what's your job? Could you answer it clearly, or would you confuse even yourself? Are you overcomplicating what should be a simple response? You mind if I share a short story? You know, I decided to bake some cookies yesterday. They were chocolate chip. If you don't know, that is my favorite. Everything was perfect. I had the sugar, the flour, and of course, lots of chocolate chips. But I got distracted by a funny cartoon on TV. Forget about the cookies baking in the oven. Suddenly, I smell something burning. Oh, so I ran to the kitchen. Instead of those yummy cookies, I found burnt black circles. They look more like hockey pucks than cookies. Therefore, I learned an important lesson. Paying attention is super important, especially when baking cookies. And guess what? My job is exactly like baking cookies. I have to make sure nothing gets burned or even forgotten. Let me tell you exactly how. So I came across this fantastic question on LinkedIn the other day from the project management community. Thank you, Phil, for reposting this. And it really made me stop and think. Someone asked, could you explain your job to a five-year-old? It sounds easy, but it's surprisingly challenging, especially if you're a project manager. Therefore, in today's episode, I'm sharing my own fun yet professional, of course, way to simplify project management, starting with my 8-point framework that even a five-year-old, by the end, you'll have a clear, creative, and memorable way to explain your role, whether to your kid, your family, or even your boss. Point number one, the cookie baker. As a project manager, I am the cookie baker. We carefully watch every batch, making sure nothing gets burned or forgotten. Why is this important? Because paying attention to every step ensures that the final results are tasty and no burnt cookies allowed. So experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly peek into the oven, that means reviewing tasks, to ensure nothing getting too hot, meaning falling behind. Next point, provide gentle nudges. These is what we call reminders, so everyone stays on track. And the last and final one, celebrate finishing each batch, what we would identify in this case, project milestone, with small rewards to keep the team motivated. I like that. Point number two, the clever detective. Just like a detective, I look for clues to solve problems before anyone even knows they are ones. This is important because catching small clues prevents bigger things that could happen, what we would call either risk or issues later. Experiment with these actionable tips. Encourage curiosity. Ask a lot of good questions. Next one, pay attention to details others might miss. And the last and final one, teach your team to spot and report small issues immediately. Point number three, they call me the project magician. See, I'm like a magician who makes tricky problems poof, disappear. A little bit of clever thinking and a lot of teamwork. See, this is important because smart and quick problem solving makes tough tasks feel easy and builds teams' confidence. Experiment with these actionable tips. Turn complicated problems into smaller, manageable tasks, you know, sort of like a magic trick. Celebrate clever solutions publicly to inspire others. And the last and final one, remind your team that there's always more than one magical way to solve a problem. Point number four, they call me the lifeguard. Or maybe if you ever grew up and watched Baywatch, just call me Baywatch, Mr. Baywatch. Because as a project manager, I watch carefully from my lifeguard chair, ready to jump in quickly to help if the team runs into trouble. Why is this important? Because we have to pay attention to preventing small mishaps to becoming big waves. Experiment with these actionable tips. Frequently check in with your team well-being, like a lifeguard scanning the pool to ensure nothing happens. Next one, act quickly and decisively when you spot trouble. And my favorite, always, and I do mean always, communicate calmly to help the team feel safe and secure. Point number five, I am the adventure storyteller. See, I'm the storyteller who explains the exciting journey your team is on, helping everyone understand the mission clearly, of course, with a little enthusiasm to go along with it. This is important because a clear, compelling story motivates the team to reach the end of their adventure successfully. Experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly remind your team of the exciting goal ahead using engaging stories. Invite team members to share their own adventures and perspective. And the last and final one, keep the narrative positive and inspiring, even when challenges arise. Point number six, the small firefighter. Again, the small firefighter. I quickly extinguish tiny fires, you know, those small problems, before they turn into big fires that could hurt our progress. Why is this important? Solving small problems swiftly prevents larger issues from disrupting the entire project. Experiment with these actionable tips. Encourage team members to immediately report small fires. Next one, stay calm and decisive when addressing these issues. And the last and final one, teach everyone, coach everyone to that early responses save energy and stress later. Point number seven, the superhero of solutions. Listen, I'm the superhero who flies in to find solutions quickly whenever something goes wrong. It's important because rapid solutions mean the team can continue their mission confidently without delay. Experiment with these actual tips. Always stay ready to assist. And most important, family, be proactive and approachable. Next one, empower your team to become mini superheroes by training them to solve simpler problems themselves. And the last and final one, celebrate heroic problem solving openly so we can boost team morale. Point number eight, the puzzle expert. See, I ensure every piece of the project puzzle fits together kind of neatly, which creates a perfect picture of success. You know, like when you get the puzzle and you look at it, you like on the cover of the box is so amazing. And then you open the box and you see all of these pieces to get split apart and you got to put it together. This is what we do as project manager. We try to replicate what's on the box because this is important because clear alignment means each person contributes to creating a satisfying and complete result. Experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly confirm that everyone understands how their piece fits. Next one, foster collaboration. What did you say? I said foster collaboration. So team members help each other connect their pieces. And the last and final one, celebrate every complete section of the puzzle to maintain enthusiasm and motivation. Well, family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. As you can see, project management is more than tools, timelines, and tasks. It's truly about connecting with people and building meaningful relationship. And today's exercise of explaining your role like you're speaking to a five-year-old was more than just fun. It forces clarity, simplicity, and most of all, empathy. So here's my challenge to you. Don't just leave this as a nice idea. Instead, take action. Try explaining your job in the simplest way possible to someone unfamiliar with your work. Watch how quickly they understand, relate, and appreciate your role. Remember, the strongest project managers aren't the ones who master charts or software. They're the ones who build genuine connections and inspire trust. Because at the end of the day, success in project means success with people. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.